Gospel of Mark, 8th chapter of the Gospel of Mark. I'm interested in verse number 4. Mark's Gospel, chapter 8, verse number 4. I'll ask you to stand if you're physically able. Reverence one wrote the book. Bible, you're talking about Jesus and his disciples answered him, from whence? Boy, I feel it coming, right? Shall a man satisfy these men with bread here in the wilderness? Father, take your word and accomplish that, sir, you'd have done with it. God, I can't, but you can. And I pray, Lord, for physical strength, mental ability, most of all of thy spirit from on high. And I'll credit you with that accomplished. It's in Jesus' name I do humbly pray. Amen. And you can be seated. His disciples answered him, from whence? Well, a man satisfy, I'm looking at that word satisfy, these men with bread here in the wilderness.
Yeah.
Now, I shouldn't have to remind you, we live in a wilderness.
Oh, yes.
If you don't believe that, listen, 6 o'clock news tomorrow night.
Amen.
We live in a wilderness of a world that despises you, that hates me. They'd like to be rid of us, but they really don't want rid of us.
That's right, preacher.
Jesus said, we're the salt of the earth. Now, I've helped my daddy when I was a little old boy salt down hog meat.
Yeah, I did that.
And we use that salt to prevent rottenness.
Right.
Now, when the salt's gone, this old world, you talk about a rotten place to live.
True.
He also said, you're the light of the world.
Right.
And boy, when the light's gone, it's going to get dark.
Oh,
Lord. They think they want rid of us, but they don't really.
No.
It's going to get rotten and dark when the people of God's gone. But we live in a wilderness of a world. Now, what's going on here? This is the account some of you recognize as a feeding of the 4,000. Now, these people have been with Jesus for 3 days and ain't eat nothing.
Wow.
Ain't no McDonald's, ain't no Kentucky Fried. Amen, the neighborhood. 3 days they've been there with nothing to eat. Now, I speak for myself, buddy. After 2 hours, I'm ready to go somewhere and get me a bite. Yes, sir. 3 days, they ain't had nothing. And so, Jesus said, I can't send them away in this shape. They'll perish out here in this wilderness.
What a Savior.
And so, here are these disciples. They became inquisitive. Well, Lord, where are we going to get anything to give them? We're out here in the wilderness. From whence shall a man satisfy these men with bread here in the wilderness? I guess they found out, didn't they?
Amen.
Now, this is not to be confused with the feeding of the 5,000. That's exactly what a lot of people's done.
Mm-hmm.
And over the years, I found out that men higher educated than I ever hoped to be, all kinds of letters after their name, say that this is the same account as Matthew 14, John 6, Mark 6, and Luke 9, the feeding of the 5,000. They said the same account. Said what happened that Mark got his numbers wrong. And I laughed out loud. Ain't nobody got nothing wrong in that book, man.
Amen.
Nobody.
Holy men of old spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost.
Thank God.
That's a God-breathed book. Ain't a figure in it wrong. Amen. My God, if he got it wrong here, wonder how much of the rest to be wrong.
True, brother.
Makes me mindful of a watermelon farmer down in Georgia. No boys are stealing his watermelons. So he put a sign out there in that watermelon patch. One of these watermelons is poison. It was working for a while, but he got up one morning, and that sign now read, two of these watermelons are poison. Well, if this scripture right here is poison, what about the rest of it?
Amen.
Nah, thank God, Mark didn't get it wrong. Amen, it's a different account. I mean, it don't even make sense. My God, why should he give the account in chapter 6 and come along two chapters later and give it again?
Again.
Huh? Different occurrence, buddy. I mean, feeding of the 5,000. Two loaves and five fishes. And here's 7 loaves. They picked up 12 basketfuls in John 6, feeding of the 5,000. And here's 7 baskets they picked up.
Right.
Fragments left over.
Right.
But I tell you something beautiful, I hope you don't ever forget it, was the location is different.
Amen.
Feeding of the 4,000 here is on the east coast. The Sea of Galilee, place called Decapolis. Uh-huh. Listen to this. Gentile territory.
Yeah, it was.
Feeding of the 5,000, the west coast, around Capernaum, Jew territory. Which took place first.
Thank you, Lord.
The feeding of the 5,000. Didn't I hear the Apostle Paul say, Romans chapter 2, verse 10, to the Jew first, then to the Gentile also.
Yeah.
Boy, God got it right, right down to the left. Man, it messed up shores of the world in some places like that.
Amen.
But buddy, God got the book right, didn't he? Jew territory first, buddy. But if there wasn't nothing else on earth to convince me, this is two feedings, not the same one. Jesus said so.
Amen.
Matthew 16, verse 9 and verse 10, those disciples are discouraged.
Yes.
And Jesus said, hey, fellas, don't you remember feeding of the 4,000 picked up? 7 baskets of leftovers. Next verse, don't you remember the feeding of the 5,000? Fed 5,000 men, picked up 12 baskets. Jesus said there's two different occasions, didn't he? That's good enough for me.
Amen.
I don't care how many letters them fellas got after their name. I'm going to take Jesus' word for it. Yes, sir. And so it's not to be confused. Amen, being the same.
That's right.
Feeding of the 4,000 we've got before us tonight. 4, 5, 6, 7, however many God gives me things I want to mention tonight, and I'll be done. We'll go home. First thing I'm looking at tonight is the sympathy of the Master.
Mm.
That's verse 2.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible said he had compassion on the multitude. Thank God for that.
Yeah, buddy.
I mean, apart from the love of God, I'd be a goner.
I'd be a goner.
Amen,
you would too.
Amen.
Thank God for his love.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad he had a big heart, but he looked at that multitude and told them disciples, he said, I ain't sending them away hungry. Amen. I'm going to take care of that.
Nothing to do.
He had compassion on them. April 16th, 1953. He looked down out of heaven, boy, saw a little old boy in Unicoi Baptist Church and had compassion on me.
Thank God.
Huh?
Thank God.
So I ain't going to let him go to hell. I'm going to go down there and save him. Put it on my heart, boy, I hit that altar. Boy, I'm glad Jesus was in Unicoi that night. Thank God, the hills of Tennessee. And I got to say, had compassion on me. That's what brought him down to the little town of Nain. I mean, he looked off that hillside, saw that widow. She'd made that trip before with a husband. Now she's taking her son out there to bury him. Jesus looked down. I'd seen tell that crowd of followers, you can go with me or you can wait here. I've got some business to transact in my name.
Amen.
Here he went. Went down, the Bible said he touched the beard, bore the coffin, and the young man sat up and talked. I've always, well, I know that book's complete, and God gave me everything I need. But I've always wondered if that Undertaker outfit had to refund that mama's money. They didn't get him buried, did they? They ought to have to give her money back if she'd paid up front. Or not charge her nothing. Hey, men shan't paid yet. Because they didn't get him buried. Jesus sent him home with his mama.
Amen, brother. He did.
Something else I've often wondered about, preacher, how them pallbearers reacted.
Oh, boy.
I believe about a quarter mile down the road, they turned one to and somebody, one of them said, did you see what I saw? He sat up and talked. Yes, sir. It was compassion that brought him off that hillside.
Amen.
Boy, when he did get to Bethany, Mary Martha had sent for him. Let's go to graveyard, girls. I'm the resurrection and the life. I'm the resurrection that'll get him up. I'm the life that'll keep him up. Let's go to graveyard, girls. Stood there by the tomb of Lazarus. And boy, them girls stand there, tears run out of their eye. Bible said Jesus wept, touched his heart. Lazarus, come forth. And the dead came forth, bound hand and foot. Jesus said, loose him and let him go. You know that song old Don Burge sung, Lonnie, down, he called my name. Somebody said, Lazarus? What's going on here, boy? I don't know. All I know is he called my name. I had a preacher ask me one time, said, did Lazarus have any choice? Well, I said, what kind of dummy would it have took to lay there dead in the grave and the resurrection life out there saying, hey, come on out here and enjoy yourself for a while longer. Yes, sir. But I thought about this, church. First time he cried, one man came forth. Lazarus, come forth. The dead came forth. First time he cried, Carol, one man came forth. Second time he cried from the cross, a whole multitude got up and walked around in old Jerusalem. I'd see some little old boy go running home. Hey, Mom, I just saw Uncle Joe down in Jerusalem. Why, boy, I ain't going to believe that. He'd been dead 30. I can't help it, Mom. I just saw him. Bible said, got up and walked around old Jerusalem, boy. First time one man got up. Second time, whole multitude got up. Third time, he's going to cry. And everybody that died in Christ Jesus is going to get up. Woo, hallelujah to heaven. Boy, my daddy's going to get up. Amen. My mama's going to get up, Lonnie. Thank God, boy. Listen, those loved ones of yours, you took out yonder and buried them. Third time he's going to cry just any day now. Amen. And every saved person going to get up. Woo, hallelujah. I may not make it back to Beulah Dean. Thank God.
What a blessing.
yet a little while. And he that shall come will come and shall not tarry.
Amen.
I've heard preachers and Sunday school teachers and God's people talk about all of my life. If Jesus tarries, he's coming. I got a word for it. He ain't going to tarry.
Yes, sir.
And shall not tarry. He's a coming, buddy. He that shall will come. Just any day now, boy. Trumpet's going to say one little toot, man. And look out, devil, I'm going home, preacher. Hallelujah. What a blessing it is to be saved tonight. Glory to God. Our sins washed away. Rich red royal blood of the crucified Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We're heaven bound.
Amen.
Oh, Brother Mays Jackson, you say with a hammer down. Boy, we're headed for heaven, thank God. And so first thing I'm looking at here, sympathy of the Meister. He had compassion on the multitude. Second thing I'm looking at is the slimness of their means.
Amen.
Seven loaves. 4,000 men. Probably more like 20, 25,000 counting the women and the children. But they're pretty slim when it comes to me. Seven loaves. Feed a multitude like that. Yes, sir. You know, I hear people say, boy, if I just had what so-and-so's got, what I could do. They didn't have much. See, what folks forget, it wasn't just seven loaves. It was seven loaves plus Jesus.
Amen.
It ain't just your little bit. It's your little bit plus Jesus. Yes, sir, boy. What a God's blessing, man. Figure Jesus in on it.
That's right.
You know something blessed me here a while back? Samson has always been my hero. And I've seen everything in Samson from the church on. He's a beautiful picture of the struggles that he faced, you know.
Amen.
Going down to Timnath. I almost laughed out loud, you know, times of thinking about. He told his mom and dad, he said, I saw a girl down there amongst them Philistines. Get her for me,
get
the
her.
Wife.
Yeah,
get her. Now, I got two grown boys. And they got big enough, you know, and grew up from babies. And dad want a football, and I get him a football. Got up teenager, dad get me a rifle. I get him a .22 rifle. Got on up and got driver. Dad, get me a truck, and I got him a truck.
Yeah.
Huh? Thank God they never did say, Dad, I need a wife. Samson did. Told his mom and daddy, get her for me.
Man.
You know what? They started carrying life to her.
Right.
Got down to Timnath, and the Bible said a young lion roared out on him.
Yeah.
Now, God was so specific to say it was a young lion.
Yeah.
He didn't want us thinking that some old lion half dead didn't have no teeth.
That's right.
A young lion, God said, roared out on him. Old Samson lit into that line,
amen,
turned him wrong side out and throwed him over in the bushes and kept on going.
Yeah.
Huh? But did you know what blessed me so much one day? Word of God said there in the 14th chapter of Judges, he had nothing in his hand.
Amen.
Now there was a time he killed 1,000 Philistines with the jawbone of an ass.
Amen.
But not here, Carol. He didn't have a thing in his hand. He had nothing.
Amen.
Huh? Now, if God used Samson to kill a lion with nothing, why do we let the devil push us around?
That's right.
Huh? I'll tell you what it did go on to say. The Spirit of the Lord came mightily upon him.
Amen.
Right there's what we're needing,
right.
Church.
That's it.
Them old preachers get up and preach. Yeah. Boy, that man had God on him, they'd say. I knew what this is talking about, man.
Yeah.
We need some men with God on them. We need some preachers and pulpits with God on them.
Amen.
We need some teachers in our Sunday school classes with God on them.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so, buddy, I see the slenderness of their means. They didn't have much, but it's what they had plus Jesus, wasn't
Amen.
It? And then I'm seeing the surrender of their material. Whoever it was didn't just give him three loaves or four loaves. They give it all to him.
Right.
Do you know that's what he's wanting from me and you tonight?
Amen.
He's wanting it all.
Right.
Feeding of the 5,000. You know what Jesus is looking for in that crowd? Somebody that'd give him everything they had.
Right.
And a little old boy stood out and said, I will, Jesus.
Yeah.
Give him everything he had.
Yeah.
Five loaves and 2 feet. Held back nothing. Has there ever been a time in your life you brought him the key to that last room in your house?
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes I get worried over the fact that I left something out back yonder and I'll go get down and name stuff again.
Yeah.
Boy, it's just a good feeling to get it in his hands.
Amen.
Huh?
Master's
hands. I mean, I get a new suit to give to God. Mm-hmm. And then if I snag it on a nail, I'd say, hey, Lord, your suit got tore. You're going to have to get me another.
Yeah.
Get me an old car, give it to God.
Yeah.
Carol thing lays down. I just get outside of the long road. God, your car just tore up. You're going to have to get me something else to ride.
Yeah.
Huh? That's a good feeling.
Right.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what feels even better than clothes and cars. Give them youngins to God.
Amen.
Amen. School starting here, Tennessee, North Carolina. Boy, it's a good feeling, Mama.
Yes.
Watch that little boy and girl get on that old school bus knowing you've given to God.
Preach it, brother.
I know what to say. How many times parents have said it to me? Well, it's just so hard to witness to your family. You know who told you that? The devil himself, buddy, told you that. I was with a crowd somewhere right lately, Robert, and I made mention of that. And the devil, I said, told you that. There's a woman jumped up the little girl about that high, boy, and here they went to the altar, and she gave her to God.
Amen.
Right there while I was a preaching,
Amen.
Brother.
Amen.
Huh. Last Friday night, I got off a little bit on that, and I said, I won't take you back 45 years. And I was visiting in Unicoi, Tennessee, with an old boy from Johnson City named Sonny Treadway. And I said we'd knocked on three or four doors and told them about Jesus. And we'd started to another part of Unicoi. And Sonny said, Brother Bob, let me out to church. I'm going to have to get my car. I hate to leave you, but I'm going to have to leave you. He said, here I am out here knocking on doors telling people about Jesus. And my mama's going to die and go to hell.
Oh, Lord.
He said, God put it on my heart. To go see her tonight.
Amen.
I let him out, Unicoi Baptist Church. He got in his car and went to Johnson City. And at the kitchen table that night, he led his mama
Amen.
To the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
And that woman got saved right with God.
Amen.
Hey, I told that. And Gary, the man, came to me after service, tears in his eyes. I took him to be 60, 65-year-old. He said, Preacher Bob, while you was preaching tonight, God convicted me. My mama is 89-year-old, and she's going to hell if she don't get saved. and said, God told me to get over there and tell her about Jesus.
Amen.
And talk to her about getting saved.
Amen.
Now, he said, it's so late, she's in the bed asleep. Said, first thing in the morning, I'm going to see my mama, 89-year-old mama, and talk to her about Jesus. I can't wait to talk to that pastor down there, Lonnie, and find out. I told that preacher, I said, my God, you talk about the results of a revival. If we find out that old woman, 89-year-old, got saved. Boy, it's just a good fit. Give them to God.
Give them to
I mean, them little old youngins are facing stuff me and you didn't
face in school.
I didn't sit there in the class worried about somebody coming in killing half the class.
No.
There wasn't no drugs placed around them classrooms I said in. My God, look what our youngins are facing today.
Amen.
Not only beyond that, hey, grandma and grandpa, are your grandchildren.
That's right.
I'm preaching to somebody right now, much as anything on earth. You didn't know why you showed up here. Now, God's got you here to get around that altar and get that boy and that girl, amen, the hands of God tonight.
Amen.
Give them to God. He can take better care of them than you can if you's a holding their hand tonight.
That's right.
Amen. Hallelujah.
That's true. Amen. Amen, preacher.
Boy, I saw that one day 40 years ago, Lonnie. Old Moses, the devil tried to get him to compromise. And he said, we're leaving Egypt, Pharaoh. Well, now listen to me, Moses. Let's just be reasonable here.
Yeah.
You don't have to leave Egypt to worship your God. Just stay here in Egypt and worship.
Yeah.
The devil ain't changed. You don't have to get saved. Just go ahead and be religious as you want to be. Just don't get saved. Don't leave Egypt. Stay in Egypt. And Moses said, no, thank you, Pharaoh. We're a-going. All right, see you to it, Moses. It's understood you're going. Just don't go too far away. See, he wants them out there where he can run and get them. Devil ain't changed a bit. That's understood. You're going to get saved, just go ahead and get saved. Just go ahead and leave Egypt. But don't go too far away. Don't go far enough to ever get your hand up while the preachers are preaching. Don't you ever go far enough to say amen while that preacher's in the pulpit.
Amen, brother.
Don't ever go far enough to go to prayer meeting on Wednesday night.
Oh, yeah.
Don't ever go far enough to get them testify. Amen in that meeting. Don't carry this thing too far. They'll call you a fanatic. Yes, sir. Just don't carry this thing too far. No, thank you, Pharaoh. We're a-going, and we're a-going all the way to Promised Land. All right, it's understood. You a-going, and you're going all the way. But what about your little ones? They danger out. You know, you need to leave them behind. And right there is where a lot of parents have compromised with the devil. They're leaving their family in Egypt. My God, we ought to make up our mind. Somebody said you can't take nothing to heaven with you. Don't tell me. I'd take my boys.
Amen.
I'd take my girls. Amen. Woo, God bless you, brother. Hallelujah. Don't compromise with the devil, I'm telling you. Amen. Hallelujah. Get them youngins to God. Hallelujah. Well, he said, all right, you're going all the way, you're going to take your little ones and your old folks. What about your cattle?
There you go.
Boy, I like what Moses told him. He said, they won't be a hoof left behind. My God, Caroline, I'm going to hug his neck in heaven. He wouldn't compromise. We're a leaving. We're going to take everything we got. We ain't leaving nothing in Egypt, bless God. We're going to get it all out of Egypt. Yep, man. Jordan, come play for me, honey, right now. I don't know how God may be speaking to somebody as we stand all over this building. Amen. I don't give the invitation. My business partner does that. And amen. Listen, if he's speaking to your heart right now, you just come on to Jesus. Boy, I don't know about you. I must tell Jesus. I must tell Jesus. I cannot bear my burdens alone. But ain't it good we can tell Jesus? Amen. I preached to somebody tonight. Hey, if he fed 4,000 men with 7 loaves, do you think your little old problem's going to be any trouble for him?
No, sir.
What's a bugging you tonight? Huh? I'm here to tell you he can handle it. He can take care of it.
Thank you, Lord.
Something bugging. You get around this old altar and put it in the hands of Jesus. Amen. Some of you riding in an automobile you never did give to God. I'd be afraid to ride downtown with you. You need to get around this old altar and give it to God tonight. Some of you living in a house you never did give to God. Huh? Some of you got boys and girls, grandsons and granddaughters you never did give to God. You can take care of that tonight. God bless you, honey. God bless you. You can take care of that this evening right here around this old altar of prayer. While our heads and hearts are bowed all over this building, come on to Jesus. Come on to Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hey, friend, with you tonight, it may not be a personal need, but God's holding a face in front of you tonight. Somebody you need to pray for. Boy, ain't you glad somebody prayed for you? Now, boy, I feel a responsibility, don't you? Amen. To name some other people to God along the journey. God's speaking to your heart. This old altar's wide open. God loves you. God bless you, buddy. I love you. Bless your heart. Amen. God bless you, brother. God bless you. God bless you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Boy, I feel God in this place, preacher.
Bless your heart.
Hallelujah. You'll never regret minding God, brother. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank God for his good presence in this place this evening. Preacher, there's something I need to bring up with heaven before I leave tonight. Come on right now. Come on right now. I'm not going to embarrass you. I wouldn't do that for 10,000 worlds like this. God's speaking to your heart. He's wanting to help you.
Yes.
If you just cooperate the good spirit of God and come on to Jesus. God loves you. Amen. Boy, yet a little while, Lonnie, and he that shall come will come.
Amen.
And will not tarry. Ain't going to be no time to settle nothing. Ain't going to be no time to clean up. Ain't going to be no time to get ready. Huh? Boy, I'd like to know why I left this old world for glory, having prayed for them youngins that may get some of them left behind, or some of them grandchildren may get left behind. No time to do it then. Boy, we're out of here. It's the people of God. Right now it's time to settle it with heaven. Amen. God's speaking to your heart. Anybody else? Anybody else? Hallelujah. Them old boys said, Jesus, from whence shall a man satisfy these men with bread? Here in the wilderness? Can't you just hear old Simon Peter say, man, I ain't never conducted one of these feeding services. I don't know how to go about this. That helps me when I climb that pulpit. I say, God, I ain't ever faced a situation exactly like this one tonight. I don't have to know nothing. If I'm getting ready to tell you there before God give the invitation about the supervision of their ministry. Jesus told them everything to do and when to do it.
When to do it.
They didn't have to know a thing about it.
Just be obedient.
God tells you to get up. You say, preacher, I couldn't do nothing, just stand up and cry. Hey, what's wrong with that?
That's right.
Amen. That's what God wants you. What's wrong with that? Hey, something about tears, buddy. I've never quite made the connection, but if God let me cry, devil better run to the next
amen.
County. God's getting ready to do something, boy, big.
Yeah, amen.
Hallelujah. Yes, sir. Boy, and I could have closed tonight talking about the satisfaction of the multitude.
They did eat.
Yeah, they all were filled.
They did eat.
You know who got filled? That crowd that hung around for the feeding.
Right.
Been awful easy for some of them to say, hey, I'm getting so hungry, I'm getting out of here. They just hung with the Lord, didn't they? And they got filled. I'm going to just stay with him, buddy.
Amen.
Huh? Amen. Yes, sir. 2 Samuel 19, 18. I can't find nowhere to quit, preacher.
Hey, go on, brother.
Preach on.
That's it,
Lord. Old David's been called back to the holy city. Absalom dead. They sent for him to come back to the throne. Just one thing between him and the city of Jerusalem, the dreaded Jordan River. Now, everybody wants to go to heaven, but nobody wants to cross the Jordan.
Right.
We dread that old Jordan River, don't we? But did you know what blessed my soul one day? When old David got down to the Jordan River, transportation had been afforded. There's a ferry boat awaiting on him. The King's Ferry. What dawned on me, that ferry came from the other side.
Yeah.
I'm glad I'm hooked up, yoked to, connected with something that originated on the other side.
Huh?
Not something that is concocted in the mind of man, but thank God from the other side it came.
Amen.
I've crossed that Jordan River twice. That I remember vividly. You know what I found out? Boy, I shouted on that old river that day. People's got it visualized as a mile wide. No, sir. That river wasn't any wide. I could have talked to both people on both sides of the river. God jerked me back to my childhood, girl. I stood as a little old boy with my mama beside the dying bed of her mama. And my grandmother on my mama's side that day would turn and talk with me and mama. And then she'd turn over and talk to brothers who'd been dead for 30 years. She is talking to people on both sides of the river. And they was real to her. She could see them. And we see a lot of that back before people got to dying on high-powered drugs. Talk to people on both sides of the river.
Hey.
Huh? Now, Grandma could see them. I couldn't see them.
No.
You know why? I wasn't down to the river yet.
Amen.
But boy, when I get down to the river, Gary, thank God I'll be able to holler both ways.
Hey.
Yes, sir. And the Bible said, and they got to the other side, a great multitude is going to greet them. Thank God I can't wait.
Right.
I see faces now already in that multitude, Lonnie, of people that's going to be waiting.
They're waiting.
But did you know who crossed with the king to the other side? The crowd that had been loyal to him. The crowd that had stuck with him.
Yeah.
They got to ride the ferry. To the other side. God being my helper, I'm going to ride the ferry one day, boy. Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Amen. I'm done, preacher. That's what God told me to say.
Amen.
Thank you for hearing me.
Amen.